It's 4 o'clock. It's Thursday. That means it's
Bronco Babble.
What do you think? Yeah, I know. I agree.
Yeah,
it's just sad.
Sucks.
It's sad and it sucks.
It does. Yeah.
You know,
it's sad and it sucks. Sad and sucky.
You know what, Jade? I think we have to prod the babble rabble to rise up and demand a victory.
I do too.
So let's do it.
Okay.
I'm mad as hell and I won't take it anymore.
I am mad as hell and I won't take it anymore. Oh, I hate this. I can't stand it. It's making me depressed and angry and, oh.
Really? Your life is empty without Bronco
victories.
It is
so empty, yes.
Yikes, that's kind of scary.
Isn't that sad?
Sad and scary.
I know, it's
sucky.
Scary. Exactly, SSS. No, it's not really, but it's sad. It's really sad.
It was about the worst game ever, wasn't it?
It was. It was the worst game I have ever seen them play. But, I've only been here a fan for like 12 years.
But, you know, it's the longest Broncos losing streak in 50 years.
I know. I heard that.
50 years. That's older than you are, Jane.
I know. No, really? Yes, it is.
That was a compliment.
Come on. Thank you. Good. Thank you, Luke. Anyway, it's just Luke and I today.
Yeah.
Sarita is in Mexico basking in the sun while we're freezing in the 0-degree weather.
I know. What's up with that?
We should
have told her to call us.
I know. We should have. Maybe she will.
Maybe she will.
Yeah.
You can call us, dear listener, if you'd like.
Yes, you can at 963-2976. And you can talk about the Broncos, about how bad they are, or how good they're going to be next season, or whatever.
Do you think they'll be good next season?
Well, it's too early for me to say. I think they need to do a total revamp. Well, not a total revamp.
Offensive.
But an offensive revamp with new coaches.
New coaches.
New coaches.
Sweep those suckers out of there.
Yes, sweep them out. Quarterback. I mean, I could see in the last game that, you know, there was no. I mean, they let, what's the return guy's name who dropped it twice?
McKenzie. He did it again. Yeah, well, you know that he's now benched for the rest of the season.
I know. I heard that.
Yeah.
I heard that.
They're not going to let him back on the field.
Nor should they.
Yeah, you're right. Well, you know, that's the guy that, the color guy for the TV broadcast was Mark Schlereth, who used to be a Bronco, and he was vociferous in his criticism of Vance Joseph. How do you let that guy go out there again when he's fumbled three times and blah, blah, blah?
Yeah, I know. And I'm not a Vance Joseph fan anymore at all. I mean, he seems like such a nice guy, but I think he's a terrible coach.
It sort of seems that way. And I hate to, you know, obviously he wasn't a bad coordinator because he got hired to be a coach, a head coach. So maybe he's sort of like Joshy in that way, you know?
He's a great coordinator. Exactly. He's a great coordinator. But yeah, he sucked as a coach. 963-2976 if you want to babble about the Broncos. But look what I just pulled up.
Well, before we get to that, let's say that the winner last week of the predictions was Lisa's friend Martha.
Oh, Martha won?
She did. She predicted 35-10, and the final score was 35-9.
Wow, Martha.
So that's pretty damn good.
That's really good. And she picked the other team, Miami.
She picked the Dolphins, yep.
Wow.
Yep.
That was so painful, in addition to the fact that they played so badly. We played against Jay Cutler.
I know. We lost to Jay Cutler.
We lost to Jay Cutler. God.
That's like the worst possible loss.
I know. I know. But congratulations, Martha.
Yeah. Well, what did you think of that onside kick that the Dolphins did?
Oh, I thought they were just rubbing it in.
They were, weren't they?
Yeah, they were rubbing it in. And the newscasters were saying, you know, because Vance Joseph is really close to Adam Gase.
Uh-huh.
And they were surprised. They said they were surprised that Adam Gase would let them do that because of that reason. Like, they're just rubbing it in their face. Yeah. Yes, you know, they killed him in the game, but now they're rubbing it in their face.
Yeah, you know, it took a little while for that to dawn on me how much of a diss that was.
Yeah,
I looked over at my mom and I said, why are they onside kicking? They're ahead by, and then I thought, oh, I get it. They're dissing us.
They were dissing us.
That sort of hurts, doesn't it? Yeah. Even for armchair QBs like us.
Yeah, exactly. It was painful, but you know what? We're going to get them back someday, one day next season.
Turnabout is fair play.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep. All is fair in love and war and the NFL.
Right. So if anyone is listening, because I don't blame you if you're not because of their record, and you have something to... Oh.
There we go.
There's a caller.
Caller, you are on Bronco Babble. Hello.
Hello. How about that onside kick by the Broncos in the third quarter?
Well, that's a good point, too. Yeah, that was kind of weird. It was puzzling. Why did he do that?
That was the strangest thing I've ever seen.
Wasn't that weird?
Maybe not ever seen, but that wasn't good coaching there at all.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
Okay, that's all I have to say.
Well
do you have
this?
a prediction?
This is Frank Smith.
Hi, Frank Smith. Hi.
Therapist extraordinaire.
Hi, Frank. Do you have a prediction for the Jets game this Sunday?
Oh, the Jets.
Yeah.
I have not a clue. How about Broncos 27 and the Jets 12?
Wow, you still have hope for the Broncos.
Yeah, I'm just throwing it out there. I don't know if the Jets are any good this year or not.
Okay. Well, thanks for calling, Frank.
All right. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
963-2976, if you have any comments.
I think this is the week they break it out. It's not their last home game. The last game of the season is a home game against the Chiefs.
Okay. How many more games do they have?
They're just four more games, Jay.
You mean in counting this one?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Because we're definitely not going to be in the playing in the
Super Bowl.
Or even the playoffs.
Or even the playoffs. I know.
Now, I have a question.
Tell me.
Let's say we don't win any more games and we have the worst record in the NFL. Does that mean that we get the number one draft pick?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
But even if we lost all the rest of the games,
right,
we wouldn't have the worst record.
Oh, we wouldn't?
No, the Browns haven't won.
Oh.
For like the third year in a row.
Oh, my God.
Speaking of weird coaching, that guy's coached them for 3 years. 3 years in a row with no victories.
Oh, my God.
I have a feeling he's gone.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
And they've kept him as coach?
Yeah.
Who is it?
Hugh Jackson.
Oh, Hugh Jackson. Yeah.
Actually, this might be his second year, not his third. But
okay.
In any case.
He's been around for a while. The NFL
for a
while.
He was a Raider. I think he was a Raider as a player.
That's how I know his name.
Yeah.
Yeah, from when he was a Raider.
So he was one of the bad guys.
Wow. Well.
So what did you find? You pulled up some info.
I pulled up some info. And I know we're going to have a high draft pick, even if we don't have the number
Looks
one
that way.
Draft pick.
Yep.
Yeah. So these are free agents.
Oh, well, that's not dependent on the draft, though.
No, I know
that. Oh,
So
there's some free agents?
There are some free agents who...
Like who?
Quarterbacks.
Oh.
That are going to be free agents.
Tell me.
And number one is Drew Brees.
No way.
Way.
Drew Brees is an old guy. Why would we want him?
Well, I don't know. But maybe we would want him, you know, let's say we draft a young quarterback. Maybe we would want him for a year.
Or two. To bring along the youngster.
Yeah, to bring along.
Now, that's an interesting strategy.
Yeah, I think it is, too. Because my guess is we're not going to keep any of our quarterbacks. Phone.
Oh, we have a caller. Caller, you are on Bronco Babble. Hello.
Hey, this is Craig and Rifle.
Hi, Craig.
Hi, Craig.
I missed you guys on Thanksgiving because you weren't on, and last Thursday I was out of the area.
Yeah, we missed you.
Oh, I doubt that.
No, we were talking about you. Seriously.
We were talking about you because you were the winner. Yeah. Two or three. With which game was it?
I've won a couple, but that's immaterial.
Yeah.
Oh, it is?
Regarding your gays. Oh, yeah, Ray, hold on a second.
Hold on, Ray.
Regarding the onside kick.
Right.
There's a strong belief that Gase was ticked off at Elway because he interviewed for the 49ers coaching job, and Elway badmouthed him because the belief was that Gase thought that Elway wanted to hire him. So he interviewed with Elway, even though he was with the organization, and they went and hired Kubiak anyway.
Oh.
So this is a partial. You can read the Miami Herald discussed this.
Oh, that's really interesting.
So that's number one.
Okay.
The second thing is, on a slightly political side, because some people know which way I go, John Elway is a huge supporter of a person named Donald Trump, which in my mind questions his intelligence. And
mine too.
I would put a lot of the blame on what's going on with Elway. May have been a good quarterback. It doesn't make him a good executive or vice president.
That's true. That's
And then the third thing is, think about this. The Denver Broncos brought in a quarterback that they picked up for a song, a guy named Brock. You guys were just now talking about, let's bring someone in experience to teach the young guys. We
right.
had a guy named Brock Osweiler.
Yeah.
He was mentored by Peyton Manning.
Exactly.
So what happened? He goes to Houston, they get rid of him. He goes to Cleveland. Cleveland has not won a game. We've got the quarterback that Cleveland didn't think was good enough to play, and they haven't won a game.
I know.
So now, and Cleveland is paying $16 million of his. Cleveland paid us to pick up a quarterback that wasn't good enough to play for a team that can't win a game. Now, you tell me that bringing in someone with experience is going to help the young guys.
Okay, but let me tell you, I have something to say to that. Excuse me. When Osweiler, who was mentored by Peyton Manning, was still playing for the Denver Broncos and Manning wasn't, he played really well.
That's right. He won
five or six games, and he was really, really good.
Okay, what have
and
you done
wait,
lately?
Let me finish.
Anybody lately?
Let me finish.
That's true.
Sure.
Okay. But when Osweiler left so he could make more money and went to Houston, and he wasn't doing nearly as well as he was when he was here, I think his confidence went down the tubes.
No, I think his defense went down the tubes and his offensive line.
Yeah.
Yes, that's true. But also because he's not nearly as good now as he was when he trained under Manning, when he was mentored by Manning.
And
so,
he's so old.
How old is he?
Yeah, I don't even think
he's
30.
Like 26 or 27.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I think he's, you know, I think it's in his brain that he's no good anymore, and that's affecting his game. That's
well,
my personal
okay.
feeling.
And my prediction for the week against the Jets is 27-17 Jets.
Okay. But 20, you know
27-17?
What? 27-17.
Okay. Yeah, Jets 27.
Broncos 17.
Broncos 17.
But I am, your comment about Elway that you made, makes some sense to me.
and if you want to talk about the worst beatdown the Broncos have ever had, I think it would be Washington against Denver in the Super Bowl.
When was that?
Well, the 49ers beat them down pretty bad, too.
Yeah, well, Washington beat them under Craig Morton.
What was
where Denver could not even catch a ball.
Yeah. Really?
It wasn't Craig Morton's fault as much as it was his receivers who could not hold on to the ball. But you weren't around for that, James.
No, I wasn't. But let me tell you something, Craig. If I remember correctly, you are a baseball fan, but you seem to know a lot about football.
Well, I know enough. I know enough to talk to you guys. because admittedly, you don't know a lot.
Admittedly so. We just babble. That's why this is Bronco
Babble. That's correct.
Yes.
So I'm babbling, and it doesn't take long to look up to look up stuff and read what other people are talking about. So
that's really funny.
That's great.
All right, guys, we'll see what happens.
All right.
Thanks for calling,
Greg. And James, should I happen to win the most, I'm going to make you get me a Broncos shirt.
I will. Okay. It's a promise.
All right, we'll listen next week if we're around.
Okay, thanks, Greg.
See you guys.
Bye.
Bye.
That was great.
You see, there's always one laugh out loud
yes,
moment in
is.
Every show, and that
That's
was today's.
True.
That was pretty funny.
That was pretty funny.
So, who else besides Drew Brees?
Oh, okay. So, Drew Brees, Kirk Cousins.
Yeah.
Jimmy Garoppolo.
No, he's with the 49ers now. He's not a free agent.
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
The Patriots
yes, he is.
Traded
why,
him to the
why
Niners.
Why did they put... Is Sam Bradford a free agent this year?
Well, yeah, we were talking about that last week. All three Vikings quarterbacks are free agents.
Oh,
this
that's
year.
Right. That's right.
Yeah, Case and Sam and Teddy Bridgewater.
Yeah. The last one, who we definitely are not interested in, Jay Cutler.
I think he made it well. Who knows? They gave him $10 million to come back and play this year. So it's pretty hard to look $10 million and say no. But there's no way in hell that LA would bring Cutler back. But you know what? This idea of Brees is kind of intriguing.
I know.
You know, especially if he brings back the defense, the ones we're going to lose, like Tlaib. In other words, if he maintains the defense, if Elway maintains the defense,
mm-hmm.
and maybe gets another stud offensive lineman, we're good to go.
Mm-hmm. And even though Craig disagrees with me, I mean, I think, you know, if we got a good, a high draft pick and drafted a good quarterback, young quarterback, who better than to be mentored by Drew Brees?
Yeah. Yeah, that's intriguing. And then I'm hearing that there are several quarterbacks, two of them from L.A., one from UCLA, Josh Rosen.
Oh, he's supposed to be great. And the USC quarterback.
Sam Darnold.
Yeah, is supposed to be really good.
So, you know, this idea of getting a aging stud to mentor a young stud kind of makes sense.
I think it does.
Despite what Craig says.
Well,
you know, I think he makes a good point, but, you know, Osweiler benefited not only from Peyton's tutelage, but mm-hmm. also because of that killer defense.
Right, that's
you know,
true.
You know, Osweiler obviously didn't have that in Houston or in Cleveland.
Right, that's true.
Problem and but of course the flaw in that argument is that he's got the defense again this year and it's
exactly.
not working.
It's
so
not working.
I don't know.
I know.
Yeah. Well, I picked up that you know, these teams are evenly matched, the Jets and the Broncos. Overall, the Jets offense is 18th.
Uh-huh.
And the Broncos offense overall is 23rd.
Oof.
And the Jets' overall defense is ranked 23rd. So the 23rd ranked offense against the 23rd
ranked
defense, which gives us a little hope, right?
Right.
But then, of course, the outlier is that the Broncos' defense is still 5th overall. Despite the troubles they've had.
Wow.
So, you know, it's looking like this might be doable.
Yeah.
Somehow somebody has to motivate Trevor. He has
exactly.
to give. They have to give him some confidence.
Right. 963-2976. If anyone out there has any comments or wants to babble, or knows more about the Broncos, well, most people do more about the Broncos than we do.
We try.
No, we do try, and we like to babble about them.
Yeah. It's fun. I have so much fun with you and Sarah, Jane.
Oh, thank
you.
I do, too. I have fun
it's
with you,
great.
Luke. And Sarah does, too.
Yeah, I think it's great. We'll have to do it again next year.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Hopefully we'll have some more positive information to babble about.
See, we're already talking about next year on Bronco Babble.
Right, but listen to this. Here's a question I have about the quarterback. Let's say we do have a really high draft pick and we get a great quarterback. And we don't get somebody like Drew Brees to mentor him. Who, don't you think a young quarterback like that needs somebody who's more experienced to work with him other than a coach?
Well, maybe, but you know, Elway didn't have that when he started, and I think they threw Elway in right away.
Really?
You know, and he wasn't that great his first year, and he wasn't that great his second year either.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, he got a lot of reps in there, and everybody knew that he had the raw talent and the shotgun arm, but, you know, he suffered his lumps for a while there. So you get a stud quarterback that's new like that, you throw him in there and you let him do his thing and you let him learn by doing, especially if you can keep that defense behind you.
Right.
Yeah.
And we get a better offensive line.
But I don't know if the team's set up to work with a new quarterback that way, because they're sort of built to win now, you know, because we're already probably going to lose Tlaib, because this is his last contract year. So, Bradley Roby steps in for him, and that's not much of a downgrade at all.
No, Roby's playing well.
Yeah, and he did very well in place of Tlaib against the Dolphins.
He did.
Yeah, so, you know, it seems like the team's built to win now, so how does the inexperienced rookie QB fit into that? It doesn't really.
Right.
Unless he's like Dak Prescott or something.
Right. But it's not going to be. Oh, if he's like Dak Prescott.
Yeah.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Well, maybe we'll get lucky.
Maybe. Elway hasn't proven to be too lucky with quarterbacks.
No, I know.
He's been pretty, except for Peyton.
After what Craig said about Elway, maybe I've lost a little respect for him.
Oh, there's a crack in his pedestal.
Yeah.
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 Well, let's blame it all on Elway.
Let's. It's not Vance Joseph.
We love Vance. Let's blame it on Elway. Who should we blame it on, caller? 963-2976.
Where are you, Lisa? 963-2976. Well, I guess people are not listening or fed up or whatever.
Well, truthfully, Jane.
What?
I didn't watch the whole game against the Dolphins. I went and watched Coco, the movie.
Well,
and it was great.
Well, you know
Coco
what?
Coco was great.
I didn't watch the whole game either.
Yeah.
But what I did record it, and I sped through it, but didn't watch every play.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just zipped through it.
Yeah.
But they just totally lost me. It was too painful.
I know. And, you know, I've been driving 180 miles round trip to watch the Broncos every Sunday with my mother down in Grand Junction. And it's getting to the point where, I mean, I love the drive, but, you know, it's sort of a joyless Sunday afternoon.
Yeah.
You know, these days. I don't know. I don't know what to do.
So what do you think the score is going to be? Broncos are playing the Jets. Who's the Jets coach now?
That's a good question.
Here, I'll look it up.
I know their quarterback, Josh McCown, who actually has the most games in the NFL of quarterbacks with 100 rating or better this
really?
Year. Really? So he's on a roll, Josh McCown. He's had 8 games with a QB rating of 100 or more.
Yeah. Wow.
Trevor's rating last week was 30.
Well, Trevor did.
How low can you go?
It was pathetic.
Is it possible to have a negative quarterback rating?
Maybe. I don't know. Okay, here is the Jets coach is Todd Bowles.
Oh, okay. Right.
And remember, wasn't it Rex Ryan the year before? A couple years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Rex, baby.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I don't know, Jane. I guess I'm going to go out on a limb and say the Broncos are going to win, which is painfully optimistic, perhaps, but I think this is, I think they've had enough of this crap, and they're going to stand out or stand up and do it.
I agree with you.
It's really hard to predict, but I'm going to say Broncos 17, Jets 14.
Okay. I agree with you. I'm going to go out on a limb too and pick the Broncos. But I think that they have had enough and are so fed up that they're going to score more points, like 24 Broncos, 17 Jets.
Well, we're setting us up. We're setting up for Craig to win another one this week because he's the only one that's predicting the Jets.
Oh, geez. Well, where is Lisa? She'll text me.
So if you'd like to call us with your prediction of the Broncos-Jets game, it's at Mile High Stadium. Next week's game is Thursday, so we're going to have Bronco Babble just a couple hours before the game starts.
Right, but this week's game is Sunday.
And it's
against
in
the
Denver.
Jets. Yeah, it's in Denver, so that's another plus maybe, unless our fans are so upset with the team that they just boo or they don't show up. Can you imagine?
Well, that was Mark Kisla's contention in the Denver Post, the sports columnist.
Yeah.
He says that if you want things to change, don't go to the games.
Good idea.
Don't give the Broncos any money. Don't buy jerseys. Don't go to the games. Don't subscribe to this or that or the other. Don't give them any money.
Yeah, then they'll get so pissed that they'll win. Or they'll all sit down and cry like Paxton Lynch did last week.
Oh, Paxton, that was such a snapshot of the whole season.
Yeah, it was, wasn't it?
Like that. Yeah.
963-2976. You have 1 more minute to place your guess. Or make a comment. I hope they win. I mean, they need some fuel for the rest of the season.
Yep.
They really do.
Yep.
And I think a win would provide that.
All right, Broncos Jets this week. Thanks for tuning in to Bronco Babble, and thanks Jane for coming in.
Thanks, Luke.
And
did you think I might not show up?
No.
Okay.
No, because you and I have fun doing this.
Yes, we do.
Yep, I never doubted that in the least.
Okay, thanks for listening.
Stay tuned.